Do you have a product or business that you want to advertise on the Real Ass Podcast or other Gas Digital podcasts? Well, right now, go to theadside.com and click on the advertisers button for more information.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yeah, baby boys, it's Wednesday. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, putting it around a snake, king of things, punk on a podcasting, the original real ass dude coming at you from the East Village, Gas Digital Studios with the international superstar Zach D'Amico. What's up, Zach?
Good morning, buddy. What are you dressed up for?
Am I dressed up?
You're wearing grown up clothes on the top and bottom. It's an occasion.
No, you know what it is? I've convinced myself that I'm allergic to cotton. And I have all these sweaters that I've been wearing, and my forearms get itchy from like them being like abrasive. So now I'm trying to experiment, and my forearms are not itchy.
Okay.
Not itchy forearms.
You're not going to rock the crew necks?
I think I'm allergic to crew necks, guys.
Could it be the cheap quality?
Yeah. No, they're not cheap fucking quality. Look at your shit. What is that?
A shirt.
What is that?
This is really nice.
It's a shit quality shirt, dude.
It's not. It's very well.
It's a shit. It's very well.
And I was about to compliment. Well, you don't say. What do you say? Most good. I was just about to compliment you on you. Fucking, it looked good, dude. You dressed up. You're wearing a button up. You're not just wearing like a big oversized hoodie. That's you know, bad quality.
Yeah, you're not dressed like the kid in school who got all his clothes at Modell's.
Happening right now.
Hey guys, Luis is trying to impress me.
I'm trying to impress the great Sabrina Piper. Sabrina Piper's in fucking studio. People love Sabrina Piper. Unlike Mike Feeney, which the jury's still out. Don't come at me like that, doggy.
I was literally complimenting you, and you got upset. I said maybe the thing that you were wearing was shit fucking quality.
You got Nazi hair. You got Nazi hair. That's a backhanded compliment.
How's that a backhand? What's the front hand of the backhand?
No, mine was not a compliment. Nazi hair is not a good thing.
Yeah.
Yours was a backhanded compliment.
Lewis has Nazi hair because even when it grows in, you cannot say it.
I missed that.
Also, he's racist.
Racist live chat. Jesse K says, I want to Sabrina pipe her down.
Original.
Discount Gandhi says she's sadly funnier than Mike Feeney.
Sadly?
ZK
Why sadly?
FTW says Jubes.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So there we go. There we go. Sabrina Piper's here. Mike Feeney's here. What a fucking show we got planned today. It's going to be an incredible, incredible show. It's the day after Valentine's Day. Lots of post-Valentine's Day fucking sales probably going on right now. Because I'll tell you right now, I bought roses on Valentine's Day. I fucked up, doggy.
Yeah. Roses are the biggest markup of the year, man.
It's crazy.
Why don't you go with an alternative flower? Get a lily.
Ew.
Lily's a lily. Yeah. Ew. Exactly.
Ew, yeah.
Yeah. Rose. Any woman who likes
What's
roses
he trying to
on
fuck
Valentine's
his grandma?
Day. Yeah. Dude, lilies are the move to get. If you get roses on Valentine's Day, if you want those as a woman, you will die alone with cats.
You think that's a hack move?
It's such a. It's like, and also it's like to even ask for that. And want
no, she didn't ask.
If you want like red roses, if I red first roses. Off that
it's
that,
the only time to get red roses.
That's not only the worst time to get it. That's like the that's like giving someone like a gift card for like a Christmas gift that shows you put the least amount of effort into it. If you get like you make your own bouquet or you get lilies or something else that's alternative but also looks nicer, that's the move.
How would you feel about this? Let's say you just moved to San Diego. Go.
Let me get you settled in.
Now, let's say you were a florist in Detroit, and go.
All right, so now you're a comic in New York with a desperate need for content.
Your social media following's growing. You don't have to keep doing shows like this, you know?
So, you know what, dude? That's the last time being invited. Really? You take a shot at me? Sabrina,
what, you just took a shot at me?
Sabrina,
like in Detroit. Welcome to Detroit, everybody. Yeah.
Am I in the wrong or am I in the right?
Yeah, I mean, red roses are boring. They are. I will go with that. They are, but I wouldn't go with a lily.
Why not? Pull up a lily.
Because that's like a, isn't it like a singular flower?
No,
like
it blooms into this open giant piece. And
yeah,
like, it becomes almost like an orchid. It's great.
Okay, here's the deal. Let me give you my
look at that. And it starts to, and there's different colors of them. They look when they all open like that and bloom, they're huge.
Call
they're
me awesome. Fucking traditional. Okay.
I will. Traditional Louis.
Roses are great. Roses are great.
Louis T. Gomez. It's just for traditional. 2 dozen beautiful long stem roses in a fucking beautiful bouquet. Is that not like, is not, is a girl going like, they're the prettiest flower. They look nice. It's a, it's
not
it's
on Valentine's red. Day, yeah. though. On Valentine's That's, Day, it's hack.
No.
It's a little hack,
bit.
Bro.
A little bit. You should just do like a single flower.
Yes.
And then of like a rose.
What,
and
how
then
about
you
this?
Could do an arrangement.
An arrangement and then one singular red rose mm-hmm, to symbolize.
Right in the
this is what hack would be. I'm not that though, babe. I got this.
Shannon,
I'm with that.
Give me some feedback here because I think that Sabrina's a broken woman deep down inside.
I mean, yeah.
I don't trust what she's saying.
What about one beautiful flower and one hack rose to symbolize your relationship?
I think that some people may call it hack. I call it classic.
Classic. Traditional.
It's a simple classic
yeah.
thing.
Yeah, that's what guys yeah. call Shannon when they don't want to call her old.
It's like my classic airplane bit that I do.
Yeah, exactly.
Shannon, it's right? It's traditional.
It's classic, but I'd feel like in the future, like when you learn what her favorite flower is, that maybe you go in that direction.
If you have
I'm
a favorite flower,
it.
You're a fucking dolt.
Everybody has
I think
a
every woman
flower.
Has a
you
flower.
You have a favorite flower.
Every single person has
What's
a
your favorite flower?
Flower?
You fucking homosexual.
Every single person has a favorite flower.
Was that a rap?
Every single person got a favorite flower.
Every single person got a favorite flower. What? Why? You have a favorite flower?
Everybody does. It doesn't
Stop
matter.
Saying
it's not just
that
me.
Over and over.
He knew.
Again.
He knew
What's
what a
favorite
he
flower.
He knew what a lily was. I mean,
do me
is
favor,
it bad
can
if
you,
I Sabrina,
can you just
see?
Can you eat
she
your mic
ready.
A little bit? Just because it's not even it's you. We have to have an even keel thing. Feeney's decided that he's fucking gone. Mark Feeney.
They can adjust. They've got
right
two
here.
Producers back.
You're
here.
Coming in all dainty and fucking
like a flower.
Like a flower.
Okay,
woman.
I'm sorry. Do you want me to fucking deep throat the mic?
Sabrina's favorite flowers when they make origami flowers out of cash.
Yeah.
What is your favorite flower?
I mean, I'm not opposed to it. I mean, a good sunflower is a good time. You know what I mean? You get a lily
sunflower.
Going like that. But I think lily, I've only become a product of that because that was my wife's favorite flower. So that's what I end up buying a lot.
Oh, that's why you know what it looks like.
Yeah.
What?
Whoa.
Natalie, am I crazy or are roses hack? Your girlfriend gets you a 2 dozen long stem rose, big, beautiful bouquet, shows up, surprise.
Or... gets you an arrangement that they made themselves with maybe something that you like.
I kind of like
better.
Yeah.
An edible arrangement.
I kind of like the non-traditional thing, but I also wouldn't. If someone got me a bouquet of any flower, I wouldn't like turn my nose.
Did
up
you
at.
Not? Did you not get flowers for Valentine's?
No,
Day?
I didn't.
What do lesbians
she
do
didn't
for
either.
Valentine's Day?
We're going. I don't really. We don't really do the. The gifts. We've been together a really long time, but we are going to have a date planned over the weekend.
Okay. Fisting.
It's less about the gift and more about
on
the
other that's what lesbians do is... on a special occasion. They fist each other. Yeah. You know that, right?
No, I didn't. No,
that's
I
a fact. Is that not true? Or is that not true? I'm not saying you don't have to tell me that you guys do it, but now
they're going axe throwing and then they're going to pull the axes out and lick the hole in the wall.
That's the other hack thing too is going out to dinner on Valentine's Day. It's like it's just every restaurant's got a special menu that costs
Feeny's
4 times.
Gaslighting
as much.
His abused wife right now. This is all that's happening.
No, it's
because
this is the reason.
Do anything.
This is the reason we're still together is because she doesn't celebrate. She's like we'll
you spend no money on sweaters.
I know that the sweater thing
stinks.
Really is gaslit you from the
it
beginning.
Stinks.
It's great.
I wear Champion. I wear Nike.
Champion. I have to say, this looks a little bit better than Champion
of
and Nike. I'm
better.
A couple inches away, and I have to say, this kind
of
looks like Nike.
A couple
quality.
Inches. That's a lot of inches, by the way. I'm going to throw that out there. It's a lot of inches, all right? What is that brand, Feeny?
Farrah. Yeah.
Shannon, Google it. I want to see how much this sweater costs. Right now,
it's
I want to see
more than a Champion one that you get allergic reactions
I
to on your flowers. What are you? What
and
is the argument? What causes allergic reactions? That is the inferior sweater.
Also, what are you wearing now if you're allergic to cotton? Like, you're not allergic to cotton, but.
Stop calling it cotton. There's no D's in it, you fucking Jew. Learn how to say your T's, you fucking.
Shut the fuck up. Learn what you're allergic to.
Tee-ba-hoo.
Hold on, I'm staring at her dids.
Some people in the racist live chat are saying it's the detergent. Everyone's making fun of you for saying cotton. They do not like cotton.
It's okay. I'll survive.
Yeah. So
So yeah, man, if you're in a long-term relationship, you gotta, the Valentine's Day thing, I mean, I understand if you're in a new relationship, this is your first Valentine's Day, you gotta, you know, do something. But I still think the gesture of, like, if you made dinner for your girlfriend, that would be a way bigger gesture than, like, we're gonna go out to a dinner for a Valentine's Day menu on Valentine's Day.
It's, well, just, we're not going on Valentine's Day. She just got into town this morning, so okay. I'm taking her out tonight.
That's good, because you've missed the post-Valentine's Day, so now things will be a normal restaurant again.
Yeah, it's also, I don't need, you know, whatever. I also think Valentine's Day is kind of hack. Yeah. You know? But chicks kind of fuck, you know, chicks dig it.
It doesn't hurt to have, it's like the one day a year if you show up with chocolates and flowers, it means, like, you didn't fuck up.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, that's all it is. It's just kind of cute. People post their fucking pictures. They do their whole thing. It's like, did you do anything for Valentine's Day, Sabrina?
I did a show.
You did a show.
I did a show.
It was a lonely night.
I wouldn't say lonely.
She was like, I fucked three guys. It was pretty crazy.
Yeah, that would have been
does
fun.
Does that make you, does it make you, does women get, because Shannon's been alone every Valentine's Day since I've known her.
That's crushing.
And I know that she cries herself to sleep every Valentine's Day. Shannon, what did you do last night?
I recorded my show last night, and then I did get flowers from one fan, a Steven Singer rose, and then money from another fan.
You have so Steven Singer rose. What's that?
It's like the
oh, the gold wrapped yeah. rose, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jay was telling me about this.
It was cute. It was like, that's like a pricey thing to just send a stranger. And then I got like a bouquet of flowers, and then I got Venmo'd money.
Guys, stop doing that.
Wow.
Please continue to do that. I love
don't,
you all.
No, keep doing Shannon that. Gifts. No, Shannon, if you're going to do it, do it. Show those fucking tootsies on OnlyFans and make your money.
Or I can do nothing and get things.
I agree with that.
A limited amount of money, though.
That's okay.
If I was Shannon, I would literally, and I mean this, I would just show my cleavage, show my toes, and that's it. I bet you Shannon would be, she would make six figures on
she
OnlyFans.
She might be doing that anonymously.
She's
you
not.
Can have, you can have those OnlyFans.
Why would she do that? She's not that hot. She's not going to anonymously.
Because you can have those OnlyFans where it's just cleavage and feet. You don't ever need to see the face. People will pay top dollar for that.
How do you even market that? Who's fucking paying
for OnlyFans?
That's crazy.
What do you mean?
That's crazy.
You don't Indian think there's, you don't, you
there's
don't
think, Indian dudes out there
yes.
who are going to fetishize anything.
I'm saying if you're Shannon, you might as well use the real ass audience and get them to pay. They would all pay, unquestionably.
Yeah, but maybe she wants to keep that, you know, work and private separate. Mm.
Like she has dignity.
Whatever.
Dignity.
I say don't have any dignity. I say give it all up. Are you out of your mind? Dude, if I had hot feet, I'd be sucking on my toes. And only
how many
nobody's
times
ever
people
sent you money for no reason?
Not for no reason.
Really?
No.
Yeah, how many times have people hit you up?
Every time you come on the show, you get another $1,000 from dumb
somebody
fans.
Didn't, and somebody didn't send you last time?
Wait, did they send me? Oh, they did send me money for you.
Guess
that's
what?
Right.
He did nothing.
Oh.
Oh, it was for me.
Did you send
no, because you were on the show. It was the guy that sent you money, right?
Mm-hmm. Wait a but minute. He sent you money too.
But he did send me money.
Yeah, he did.
But that was just a drop in the bucket. It
and
meant
you're
nothing
not showing
to me.
Your tits. You're not showing your toes. You're not.
I'm going to send you this money. How much was it? I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give it away. I don't take something for
$500.
Nothing. $500. No, that's not how much it was.
Lewis knows.
It's a drop in the bucket.
I don't remember. I'm a pothead. I don't remember anything. What are you talking about? What was it? $50? $100? $200? How much was it?
I don't know.
See, guys, don't do this. We don't even remember the act.
No. Keep doing this, eventually we'll maybe remember.
I got to tell, let's do our plugs real quick. Let's get the show going. We're fucking ripping and roaring here, doggies. I'm going on vacation tomorrow. I'm in
Where
vacation mode. Going to Puerto Rico with the fam.
Ooh, Old San Juan? Are you going to Playa Verde?
No, we're going down to Ponce.
Ooh.
Southern side of the island.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're flying into San Juan. We're driving down. My aunt's never. No one in my family's been to Puerto Rico before.
That's gonna be awesome.
Except for my son.
I love Puerto Rico.
It's great.
Same.
It's great. Sabrina Piper, what's blogging?
Hello. I will be in Scranton, PA, this month and next month. I'll be posting those dates on my Instagram, Funny Girl with Tits. Follow me on there. And on Twitter, Funny Girl W Tits, and check out my podcast. That's Hot with Sabrina Piper. I thought that was me. And yeah, can you stop sucking dick while I'm doing this, please?
Guys, can I have a coffee,
I'm
please?
Like very distracted.
Yes.
And yeah, go on patreon.com/funnygirlwithtits. And yeah. That's it.
I like how Sabrina leans into it. She's like, I'm funny. I have tits. Yeah. Let's go.
I do.
Funny girl W tits is very funny. Yeah. To be like, I had to get the handle.
Well, Twitter, yeah.
Because you're limited.
They cut me off. They cut me off. I was Fiend like, dog. Come on, three more letters.
This weekend, Sagalo and I are doing a little run. We're going to Grand Rapids and Detroit. We're co-headlining two shows there February 17th and 18th. You get tickets at MikeFeeneyComedy.com. Cannon, Sagalo, and I are doing Emmaus Theater on March 25th. We're going to do stand up and alive. Here's a scenario pod, which you should also check out. And then I got a bunch of other dates at MikeFeeneyComedy.com. Check out my YouTube, my comedy special, twitch.tv/NYFreshmaker. Just, you know, all of it. And thank you.
Zach Amico.
Hey, if you're listening live, I am in Saratoga Springs, New York this weekend. One show Friday, two shows Saturday. And I'm bringing Chris Vega with me. So come on out.
Very cool. A lot of live stuff coming up. Me and Zach Amico will be in Springfield, Massachusetts, March 3rd and 4th at Roar Comedy Club. Then at Yonkers Comedy Club, March 9th through 11th. American Comedy Company, San Diego, California, March 16th through 18th. And a lot of other live stuff coming up. Dates being added right now in April before this. But for sure, the Funny Bone of St. Louis. I'm going to be at Wise Guys in West Jordan, Utah. Secret Group in Houston. I'll be in Lafayette, Louisiana. I just added Nashville. Just added Detroit. Just added the Amos Theater as well.
Have you done it before?
Yeah, we did it about a year ago.
Yeah.
We're going back. It's going to be a blast. Great times. So grab tickets for all those. Plus, Legion of Skanks going out for the first time ever on the road together doing theater shows. Our first run will be in New England this August. August 10th through 12th. We'll be in Hampton Beach, New Hampshire, Boston, Massachusetts, and at the Foxwoods Casino, the big theater at the Foxwoods Casino. Live stand-up, live podcasting, audience interaction. Very, very big, fun show. Different than anything that we've done before. So grab those tickets. All those tickets and more at lewisofskanks.com. Subscribe to gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. You support us. You support the network. You get instant access to every show here on the network. Thousands of hours, all ad-free, all uncensored. You can't get anywhere else in the world. YouTube doesn't let us fuck around anymore, guys. You probably notice how edited those shows go out on YouTube. If you're watching this on YouTube, just realize there's a whole other version of this show that's ad-free and uncensored that you guys can get on gasdigitalnetwork.com. Subscribe to my Twitch, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. What's up?
We got to play again. And also, you guys have never gone on tour together, Legion of Skanks?
No.
That's wild.
We've done a couple like random one-offs.
Yeah.
Never out on the road. Never more than just.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And you guys, what is it? 8 years now?
Oh, like 11 or 12.
11?
Yeah. I mean, Big J really, he just reaped the benefits of that audience by himself for a long time.
By what?
By taking our best guest, Dan Soder, starting a massive radio show with him.
Feel better about that?
Certainly not. Doesn't sound that way.
No, obviously, yeah. I don't give a fuck. I love these guys.
You know, that would be like if Lewis tried to start a radio show with Tim Dillon and Nick Mullen.
Yeah, to capitalize on that.
That was a genius idea. I'm not going to walk away from genius. That's fucking crazy.
When he first started, when he was like, I'm going to do this thing on Bonfire and Sirius, were you like, dude?
Yeah, oh yeah, I was really annoyed.
Like, what the fuck, man?
Well, we were just starting to gain some traction, and Dan was like Dan would come in, and it would be like magic every time Dan would come in, and then Jay was like, oh yeah, we're going to just go start a radio show together. Like, okay.
Did you think he was going to quit the show?
No, I never really thought. Skanks is like part of Jay's identity. Yeah. You know, and
Now.
No, but it was then, too. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, look, but it wasn't so much... It was just not being happy with what I was doing and where I was at. You know what I'm saying? Like, sure. In my mind, I'm going like, no, we should all be fucking doing everything together. Like, fuck SiriusXM. We have this one path, which was small. So I was wrong. I wasn't right in feeling that way. It was just, you know, now I have enough going on that I don't give a fuck. That's ultimately what it is. That's what comedy is. You hate everyone around you. You're jealous of all of your friends. And then eventually you look at your bank account and go, you know what? I can be happy for people now.
Yeah,
and that's it. And then it's a miserable existence. And then you grow to that level, and then you start to go, oh, but you know what? Now I'm not really happy with the amount of money that I make, and it's a whole cycle all over again.
Yeah, and I don't think it ever ends.
No, it'll never end.
Someone told me a story about they were at their opening for Russell Peters and at Levity Live. He had sold out like 9 or 10 shows. It was like one of those like Monday through Thursday things. He sold out every single show, and he was in the green room before he went on stage watching some, like, you know, awful sitcom, and he was just being like, I was supposed to be in that fucking thing, man. I was up for that role.
Meanwhile, he made $150,000 for the week.
Yeah, easily, dude. Yeah. Cleared it easily, and was still pissed that somebody else got a gig that he wanted. And you're like the biggest comedian in the world, and you're like, it's fucking crazy.
But look, that's the reality, and not just in comedy. In life, you should always be looking for something bigger, something better. That's just the natural progression in life, you know?
What about, enjoying the ride instead of being like, I'll be happy when I get to this point, instead of being like, I'm happy now because this is, I don't have a day job. I don't fucking have to do anything else but what I love. You get to come in to your own fucking network, talk into a microphone for a couple hours and leave and have a salary.
I mean, look, every once in a while I want to stop and smell the lilies, I guess.
There you go. Thank you.
No problem. I'm trying to be inclusive to everybody. Yeah. And yeah, like, you know, yeah, you do want to enjoy it. But no, I don't think that I'll ever genuinely feel satisfied and not feel like I have to work to get to the next level, not set some other next set of goals.
Yeah, I think that's healthy, though, to be driven. Not rest on your fucking laurels.
Oh, is that a flower?
You got
sadness. Are laurels flowers? Was that another flower joke? Is there a flower called the laurel? I think there is.
Yeah, you pair them with Hardee's a lot.
Hell yeah, dude. It wasn't bad.
Thanks, Zach. Zach's shoulders went up.
Zach hates this whole bit right now. Whatever's happening, he's this flower.
I enjoyed
thing.
It. I enjoyed Feeney's contribution.
It's not going well.
My comedy career has been okay ever since one time I was on the road and the guy I was opening for tried to sell me a baboon.
Really?
Oh. Yeah. Doing laugh
it out. How much he charge you for a baboon?
He wanted $700. I tried talking down to $400.
Was it a baby?
No, it was a stuffed baboon that he had in his car.
Oh, that's different.
He was a crazy person.
I was going to say, baboon, that is way
too much. He spent his entire day.
I would have found the $700. Even just to flip the baboon, I probably could get somebody to give me $1,200 for it.
Well, imagine we get into the baboon flipping market. And you're like, well, I'm in.
He tried to sell it to every single person that came into the venue. He was like, I'm telling you, man, you put that at a bar. I mean, your bar's going to be packed every night because people want pictures with the monkey.
Was it a cool baboon?
Was it like a baboon that
died? I don't think that's incorrect, yeah.
And then like it was like a taxidermy.
Yeah, it was a taxidermied baboon. And he had a leather jacket on it.
I'd give it $350. Leather jacket?
No, I asked. The jacket didn't come with it. He wanted to keep the jacket.
Oh, fuck you.
Yeah. The jacket didn't come with it.
$700 is way too much for that then.
Look up how much is a stuffed baboon, Shannon?
Dude, $350 for a baboon and a leather jacket.
Taxidermy's more expensive than you think.
I don't have any idea how that works, but I would imagine it can't be cheap.
I don't think he's wrong, though. I don't think he's wrong by saying that you would make money in a bar with it. Because if you put that like in a little photo booth.
Yeah, but isn't that a limited market?
I kind of want
to. No, you could get that $700 back immediately.
Thousands.
Pretty expensive.
Look at that. If you're charging like $10, it's not bad. If you're charging $10 a picture, I'm like throwing the Jew in here now.
Also, why would he... A leather jacket that could fit on that baboon, there's no reason he would keep it. He can't fit in a baboon leather jacket.
No offense, Sabrina. Nobody's paying $10 a picture. What it is...
No, there's so many morons out there.
I don't think they're paying $10 a picture.
He wanted it in the corner of the bar so people could take selfies.
I think people just go, you know what, dude? That's the bar that has that really cool taxidermied baboon. I don't hate... I want to find this baboon. I kind of want it for my home.
Here's what I would like. If you could tell me the baboon wasn't on like a stand mounted to something and it had like a ferocious like thing and you could put that on people's shoulders and then they could fake the like I'm being attacked by a baboon. Now we're talking
it
money.
Was in his passenger seat so he could use the HOV lane.
But that wouldn't
and
work.
And it had a regular...
First off, they're too small. You wouldn't see it over the dash, so any cop...
It was
like,
sat on some... It had a seatbelt on when he took me to his car to look at it.
That doesn't at all get you out of HOV lane tickets.
I love how Zach, the guy gave him the pitch about the baboon. Zach's like, I want to hear more. He went to the car.
I went to his car.
He went there.
Don't act like you would not go to a crazy 50-year-old road comic. If he went, I have a baboon in the car. Do you want to see it? You wouldn't go.
Runaway Slav says Lewis wants it because he's jealous of Rogan's stuffed werewolf. That's actually a great point.
Yeah, but that's not a stuffed werewolf. That's not a real werewolf.
Stupid asshole.
You know how hard those are to find and kill?
Dumbass, you're not killing it. Once you kill it, it turns back into a human.
Yeah, he's just going to have a stuffed
what
naked
a
guy.
Stupid ass this guy is.
That's hot.
Can I get a coffee, please? I don't know how many other languages to fucking say this in, except for can I please get a goddamn motherfucking coffee?
Damn, dude.
who it's coming. I'm going to come in your mom's mouth. How about that, Dylan?
As much as things change, you know? This man just wants his coffee. The story of Lewis.
I just want a coffee.
I know you did.
It's, I asked for it a while ago.
Yeah, during plugs.
You did the little...
I did that. Yeah. Fucking, and then I said it with my words. Yeah. I signed it.
It felt like you meant it. Yeah.
What else am I doing here?
When he comes in with it, you have to throw it in his face.
I will.
You have to.
Sabrina, can you breathe on the window and draw a coffee cup for Shannon? So maybe she needs to see hieroglyphics. Where are we speaking baboon on today's show, Shannon?
Blame
she's the producer. It's her fault.
I like that one.
But there are coffee getters out there, so I figured someone
the fact
was
that we have multiple coffee getters is a wild
that's
thing.
That's their title?
Yeah.
Wow. Also car parkers.
There are some car everyone parkers.
That's a value. That's
running.
A valuable
they were
service.
Running to park your car.
They're the same guy. To be fair, the car parkers and the coffee getters, they sort of are the same guy.
A car parker sounds like a rich guy.
Yeah. Oh, car Ooh. Parker.
Yeah.
That's sexy. Yeah.
Car Next. Parker sounds super
Car Parker
famous.
The third?
I mean, well,
Of the Parkers?
Yeah.
Of the Connecticut Parkers?
Yeah.
That's delicious. Fuck. Oh, I love me some coffee.
Coffee's great.
Mm. That's nice. All right, real quick, let's take a moment and thank our incredible sponsor, YoDelta.com. Great sponsor, longtime sponsor. Fucking love these guys. If you guys are over 21 years old and you're living in a state where Delta 8 is legal, you should be getting your Delta 8 directly from the best place on earth to get it, YoDelta.com.
And you guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp. It can be legally shipped to various states. And most importantly, it gets you really high. At YoDelta.com, you can find a great mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs. But let me tell you, from personal experience, these products work and need to be taken responsibly.
They get you super high. I love the gummies. I love the vapes. If you ever see me smoking a vape, I'm smoking YoDelta. Just go to YoDelta.com and use the promo code GASP when you check out. You're going to save 25% off your entire order. YoDelta.com. All right, where were we? Okay, so what is this? David Guetta. Who's David Guetta? He deep
Guetta?
Fakes.
David Guetta?
He's a
the DJ?
He's one of the most famous DJs.
Guetta. No, I'm talking about somebody different. Guetta. Guetta.
And you shit on me for how I said cotton.
David Guetta. David Guetta.
Guetta cheese.
David Guetta. David Guetta deepfakes Eminem's voice in a new song. Let's see, this is a new thing. So they're deepfaking voices now.
Using AI.
And this is going to be my, when they say that I said the N-word, I've never said that in my entire life.
Deepfaked.
I think that there's going to be people deepfaking it, and that's the issue. I did see on the Luis J. Gomez Discord, somebody deepfaked my voice for something.
No shit.
Yeah. I don't remember what it was.
I mean, you have so many, I mean, thousands of hours of you saying, talking. I mean, you've said probably almost every word in the language. Like
in the language,
you.
Yeah.
Incredibly, and all into like the same microphone.
You don't even need you if you read literally. Just
like, let's be honest, they all stop at around three syllables.
Yeah, sorry. Everywhere.
I can't think of a four syllable word right now. The whole time I was trying to think of
dichotomy.
Four syllable word dichotomy. Damn, you got it. Fuck.
You still thinking?
Give me a second. I got this. I've reached a Zen state. My mind has gone so blank. There's never been more of a time where
I've reached nirvana.
Dude, I've reached, there's true nothingness. I'm just hearing, I don't need to live life anymore. I don't need to do anything. That moment of trying to come up with a four-syllable word cleared everything out.
Incredulous.
I feel better right now.
You seem very zen.
Gregorious.
Gregorious. How are you doing this?
Incredulous.
You mean gregarious?
Well, no, but can you be, what did I say?
Gregorious. Sagittarius. Fuck. I'm panicking. It hurts. I'm sweating.
You could try saying Guetta again. Maybe it'll get to four syllables.
Guetta.
You just threw me.
Guetta.
Guetta.
Fuck you. Fuck everyone. David Guetta. He deepfakes Eminem. Fuck. Eminem is... Dad, let's say.
This is the future rave sound. I'm getting lost in an underground. This is the future rave sound. I'm getting lost in an underground.
So if you're on Molly right now, you're fucking.
Eminem, bro. There's something that I made as a joke, and it works so good, I could not believe it. I discovered those websites that are about AI. Basically, you can write lyrics in the style of any artist you like. So I typed, write a verse in the style of Eminem about future rave. And I went to another AI website that can recreate the voice. I put the text in.
All right,
that.
I got it, fucker. It's some German.
Can I tell you?
So then I put the text.
Can I tell you that part of like those EDM songs where they're that thing is like, that gets me every time.
I've never been to one of those things because I'm not a flaming homosexual in a fag shirt. Is that the name of the brand? We never looked at the price of your shirt. Is that what it's called? Is it a fag shirt, Shannon? Damn, dude. Damn, dude.
I don't think you're going to...
I feel like, I mean, these are like sweatshirts. They're around $80.
I retract my statement.
No, yeah, none of those are what...
Is that what he's wearing?
This is the website of Farrah. Yeah.
Yeah. But
so what are you wearing? You're wearing a fucking $80 shirt.
Well, we haven't found it yet, but limited edition. I'll tell you, buddy. We should go. You and I should go to a EDM show together, dude. You'll never, because you're like me, where you grew up going to like hardcore shows, and there's that energy when you're walking around hardcore shows of like, I might get into a fight if I bump into somebody, and that first off. I mean, there's the most hot women you've ever seen in your life. It's crazy that your insecurities wouldn't allow you to go to an EDM show because it is just all women scantily clad. I mean, just ready to have a good time wearing
neons. But
that's
not where I'm picking up a chick. But, like, I'm not going to walk up to
I'm saying,
a hot chick at a rave show. My old boomer ass. I'm a hunchback. I look like a turtle.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like, hey.
Turtle. But what I'm saying is,
hey, hot young girl.
But it's not
can
about.
Can I smell you? But well, what am I going
to
do?
No, don't. That's
I
not.
Mean, you already do that to me.
Well, yeah. So. You pet her when you walk.
He literally pet me. He pet me.
I pet Sabrina like she's adorable.
Dude, you go
she's
there.
She's petable. Walk. Try to walk past Sabrina and not fucking pet her like a kitten.
Now, I'll be
please,
honest.
Please
with you.
Do that. Please try. Not
every one of
hey,
these
if you ever see Sabrina,
me.
Pet her.
Every one of these shows, I may or may not have been on Molly at, but it is a. It is one of the best times you're ever going to have in your life, dude. It's crazy that you would have never experienced that, you specifically.
I feel like there's a physical sensation when you're on Molly that deep bass would probably, like, you'd actually feel it.
You do feel it. And not only that, it's actually, EDM music is very similar to metal, which is why I think I like it. Because it is, 100%.
Not.
The drums are 100% the same thing. It builds and builds and builds, and then there's the drop, which would just be the breakdown in metal. It's the exact same, and then it's that, which is when instead of throwing hands, you just start fucking, yeah, it's the exact same. You just start doing, yeah. Dude, do you know the amount of times, do you know how much
have
money?
Have you done the glow stick thing?
No, I have done the thing where someone comes up to me and like does this to me for 4 minutes, and then they're
really
like, and then they're like, do you have a cigarette? Like they like do it for, I know people who fuck, I saw a dude counting like 20s just because he just goes like this up to people for like 4 minutes and they're just fucking like this and then they just go like here take everything that was
take
the best thing
money.
I've ever seen yeah it's
wow.
A side hustle like crazy
really
yeah
I've been to Ultra. I've never done Molly or like anything besides smoke weed, but I've been to Ultra and like people do that like
it's
for
incredible.
So long
I mean,
for so
zoo,
long. It's everywhere
but if you're not on real drugs I can imagine being at a club now 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, no, that's terrible. The late part of it is awful, dude.
There's people that go out. They start getting ready at 1 a.m.
Yeah.
That's bonkers to me. That's a whole New York nightlife. That's what it is. Midnight's early, like dead fucking
you don't
early.
You can't get there. If you were there at midnight, I mean, you're the guy who shows up to the bar when it's open. It's terrible at midnight. I literally, this is how I know I was getting too old for it. The last time I went to a show, I went to one in Brooklyn, and like we literally took a nap from like 9 to midnight to be like, I'm not going to be able to make it till 3 a.m. to start the night. So yeah. I was like, I'll take a nap to like my pregame was a nap. And then we just went.
You're describing what I would describe as hell. Like genuinely, like they were like, dude, this is hell for you. You have to be awake every night. Go out at 1 o'clock in the morning around people that like that.
Dude, it is. But what I'm saying is the energy in those places are, I mean, a lot of it's drugs, but it is. a very like happy, everyone in there is having a great time. Nobody is like, if you bump into somebody, no one's like, dude, what the fuck, get off me. They're all like, sorry, man. It's very, it's the drugs.
It sucks, Feeny. It sucks.
Buddy, you and I'm going to stay up late once with you. We'll do Molly and go to a Eric Pridge show and your fucking life.
This is literally never going to happen.
Buddy, when it does, you'll go like this. Holy fuck, this is the greatest fucking thing.
I don't do drugs anymore. I'm done. I'm out. I'm out of the game completely.
Oh, I forgot you're lying now. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's fine.
I'm completely out of the game. I really am.
Yeah. You're not even smoking?
No,
weed's not a drug.
Okay, I think Molly, I can't do. I like, ever since the fentanyl thing, it's like, I don't really want to fuck with that anymore because it just seems like too, it's like a 50-50 shot at this point of dying.
Dude, can I produce one of your welcome to things, please?
Here, what's the...
I want to do welcome to Africa, and you're in blackface, dude. Welcome to Africa. That's all I've got in terms of how I've written it.
Sure.
But we're going to go from there.
Your AIDS medication.
It is going to be 137 degrees outside. You already have malaria. Yeah, that'd be fun, right?
Listen, man, we could talk about it.
I'm going to steal Feeny's idea, and I'm going to do more.
Here's your Philadelphia Eagles Super Bowl championship t-shirt and a bag of rice.
Yeah.
All right, so... the holy grail male contraceptive drug could revolutionize birth control. Male birth control. How do we feel about this?
Very here for this.
You like this? Do you take birth control?
I don't take birth control.
You don't take birth control? She's just fucking winging it out there.
I've been off it for like almost a year.
Why? Did it make you crazy?
No, it was just like time
physically
to switch.
Fucked you up?
Yeah, it physically fucked me up, and I'm switching to an IUD. So
I think you've been saying this for at least 6 months of coming on this show.
I just went to the doctor like 3 days ago.
And what did the doctor say?
I'm getting it like in a week.
Whoa.
They do this.
There's room.
I can get cum dumps in a week.
Nice.
Thank you.
They do this in like every couple of months. They're like, here it comes, the male birth control. It's about to come out. When it gets to the point of like it's going to actually come out, some like top engineer, like male scientist just kills it. It kills the project immediately.
Well, Shannon, give me some more information about this. It's just a pill. You take it once a month. It doesn't fuck me up. It's not going to make my tits grow. It's not going to make me moody. It's not going to make me fucking irregular with
Isn't
my poops.
Isn't a vasectomy just male birth control?
But they do a surgery.
But then you can get it reversed.
It's not. I don't think it's just as like, oh, cool, just go get it reversed. Cut it again. Get it reversed again. Like, I think it's a to-do.
It's a whole to-do?
It's a whole to-do.
Or just a to-do.
They. I don't even know what they do. But
it's a small process.
It's not magic.
Vasectomy.
Fuck you. Motherfucker.
Anywho.
It's a whole to do.
A whole to do.
It's not magic. That's a whole to do.
Shannon, what?
By the way, I have one. Watermelon.
There you go. Oh, Shannon coming in.
Yeah. So the doctors discovered this drug accidentally.
Accidentally. Fuck.
Dude, it's the Lewis, like, while listening, going, and not only counting with his fingers, but mouthing. His lips moving, counting to four.
It's complete idiocy.
Here's another one. It says, like penicillin. That this game changer was discovered unintentionally.
Intentionally. Fuck.
And they were researching a protein in lab mice, and they gave them this medication, and then they realized that it like halted the sperm in the mice, and they were able to transfer that over to a pill.
I don't understand how if they were doing like a protein thing, they were like, you know what, let's just jerk this mouse off for the hell of it.
Yeah. Well, halted the sperm seems like, does that mean you're not actually coming? Because that seems awful. Yeah,
it just like, it's stopping the sperm motility.
Oh, I thought they were like edging.
That's a 4-1.
You come into your own stomach and it comes out your mouth?
Yeah.
What if you throw up your cum? That's the way it's done. Sorry.
That's pretty gross.
Come on.
Because now I have a visual image.
Have you ever snowballed a man?
What's that?
That's where you take his semen into your mouth and then you spit it into his mouth.
Definitely not.
I had a girl do that against my will one time.
I don't think that was against your will.
No, it was against my will. She just literally did it. She fucking did it. She like tricked me with it. And now the more I think about it...
How did she get you to swallow it?
Well, and gargle with it and then spit it and catch it. Yeah, yeah.
This is called the Bellagio.
Yeah. The Triple H.
Yeah, I did the fucking. I stood on the corner of a fountain. The more I think about it, the more rapey that action was. Right?
You did swallow it.
No, I didn't swallow it. She just kissed me, and then I was like, you fucking pig. How dare you? And then she laughed in my face. She thought it was hilarious.
It's pretty funny, actually.
Yeah.
Only because I am funny first, I will say I will not charge her with rape.
Good. Good, good, good.
If you rape, you can do it as long as you do it in a hilarious way. How about that?
Is that your,
as a comedian,
is that your defense?
That's my line.
Yeah.
That's my line. So what is this male contraceptive drug? How does it work, Shannon?
So they say that this inhibitor works within 30 minutes to an hour, and every other experimental male contraceptive takes weeks to bring the sperm count down or render them unable to fertilize eggs. So right now, as far as it's gotten is the mice. The next step is to try it on a different organism, and then they start human trials.
Ooh. Sign me up. Let's go.
It's also one of those things, though, they're going to find out in 6 months, like, what it really does.
Yeah.
Because they just started it.
It's going to be, it's going to take years of clinical trials in order to understand what it actually does to the human body and, like, the repercussions that's going to have.
Hey, if they want, we'll start advertising it immediately on this podcast and this network if they like. We got a price, so we'll forego the whole FDA, all that shit.
Are you sick of having mouse babies? that's the move. They should make for mouse traps. You put it in there. That way, the mice in your house stop procreating.
Well, I think
don't kill your mice. Kill their balls.
Oh, that's a good tagline, Shannon. Now, tell me if I'm wrong about this article. They said that there was three of them they kept working on that they were doing these clinical trials, right? Because I did read this on Twitter, and then. One of the side effects, if I'm not mistaken, the three of them, they went blind.
Three blind mice?
Yeah.
That was the prequel to the story. Three blind mice, see how they come. Da 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 da. They can have babies. All right, well, you know, let's see what happens. Do you want to have kids one day, Sabrina?
I don't know.
Because you could feed a fucking army, to be honest with you. I mean, holy shit.
I don't know if I want to do it in my body. I would just get
in
like
your
a
body?
Surrogate.
Oh, really?
Maybe.
You would have another woman carry your baby. You wouldn't want to feel that baby growing inside of you and its heartbeat beating with your heart.
Louis, I get it. You want to like cum dump inside me, but
I do.
I'm not.
That's what's going on. Are you sure you don't want to have my baby?
Not having a baby.
Damn. Well, that's it.
You guys, IUD City here.
You're not speaking the Puerto Rican language.
At least not for 5 years. I'm going to have this thing in for 5 years. Maybe in my 30s. Do you have kids?
Did you see? I do.
One. He just had a kid.
Did you see that there was that baby that was born like holding an IUD?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. That's great. A fear.
That's crazy.
That's a real fear for women.
That's a fear. It's like I'm very afraid to be like, you know, a pregnant teen, but like I'm way past teen.
Sure.
It's like little fears or like a toilet baby. That's a fear.
A toilet baby? Like when you don't realize you're heavy?
Yeah, like you know that TLC show?
I never knew I was pregnant. I still don't believe that. I never believe that someone cannot realize for 9 months that they're pregnant. It seems in every conceivable way impossible.
Well, I think they're usually so fat, right, that they don't even notice like the fluctuation of weight. Is that what it is?
No, I think sometimes they have the kid at like 4 months or whatever and like they're still...
Yeah, and big fat chicks have really irregular periods.
Sure, I get the irregular period part, but I'm saying like when you get pregnant, it's like a lower stomach thing. So even if you're big...
Really big fat people regularly have stomach pain. They're regularly walking around being like...
But you can feel a child kicking inside of
that. To a fat person, that could be.
Yeah, I was gonna say, take me in a fucking Subway.
If you felt Zach's stomach right now, it feels like
it's
there's
kicking.
A living.
It's kicking.
There's a living being in there moving. Either if I mean, honestly, Zach's always glowing.
Yeah,
yeah, that's right. His hair is thick. His nails are great.
People are constantly glowing. Have you ever noticed that, dude?
Yeah, I think they used to be referred to as sweating. Glowing is,
hold on, I'm glowing like a pig up here.
But no morning sickness. You are brave.
Thank you. I'm doing my best.
Yeah, dude. I fucking
just being this baby against the world.
You could get the cramps though, I guess, and then you could, I I don't know. I've never been pregnant.
Sorry,
but...
Bricks in the Races live chat just did the most pathetic version of a deep fake of you. The tits that he put on you, they're small tits. Do you not know her thing?
She's Have got, you not heard her handle?
Do you not? I mean, Jesus Christ, Bricks. Do you mind if we pull up the small tit version
of you? Go for it. Go for it. Let's Come see. On. Let's Shannon, see. I haven't seen this in... Oh, they're pretty small.
I mean, they're not bad tits. They're nice tits, All but right. it's fucking... Yeah. Come on. Come on, Bricks.
Are you at a wedding?
There?
Yeah. What kind of picture? What kind of... That's like...
I was at a magazine event. That's a really old photo.
Yeah.
It's from a few tits ago.
All right, so let's see. New murder dog. Shannon, what happened? This is crazy. 5-year-old girl bit on the face after being invited to pet a dog in the park.
Yeah, she ended up having to get 50 stitches and staples in her face, scalp, neck, and back. So she was with her mom in the park, and there was somebody who was walking a dog, and there were already other kids petting the dog, and the person was like, oh, come here, if you want to pet the dog, you can pet the dog. And so as soon as she leaned over to pet the dog just snapped and attacked her. Wow. Do you want to see the... I don't know if you want to see the
picture. Do you want to see the picture of the child?
No. Yeah.
No, come on. It's a kid, man. I want to know what kind of dog it is, though.
So it doesn't say. And there's like only... There's like two pictures of like...
We know what Lewis thinks.
We know what kind of dog... we don't got to say. We don't got to... It's like how the news won't say black person attacks anybody anymore.
But it's man in hoodie attacks elderly Chinese woman. This is dog bites child in face for petting
but,
it.
But I, fuck but I do
we
think...
We know
it could,
what this dog
but,
was.
No, because I also was thinking it could be one of those little fucking yappy, like those little tiny ones.
Stitches?
Jack Russell could do some damage.
It's not a Jack Russell. It's,
yeah.
Because like... You know, they're like rapid fire.
Yeah, that's 8 stitches.
Yeah.
5 times.
Doggy, we know it's a pit bull. You know, and by the way, I feel bad.
It's a pit bull with a chain, like, you know, like a spiked chain collar.
Dude, this needs to be made clear. I like pit bulls. Every time I've hung out with like a pit bull, they're cool fucking dogs. But I also like lions. I like tigers. Yeah. When I went to the tiger zoo in fucking Myrtle Beach, it was wild, dude. I would have loved to walk a tiger around or on a leash. I'd feel like a goddamn king, but I'm not doing it because it's a dangerous beast.
Yeah.
Sorry. You need a special place for it.
And it's so strange because, dude, I have a 40-pound dog who is the nicest. He's like a therapy dog. He's so chill. But But I get so bummed out when I walk past a kid and like the mother's like, no, get away. Like the dog is literally smiling, wagging his tail. He doesn't even bark.
By the way, a dog smiling looks like it's showing its teeth.
Yeah. But having parents be like, stay away from it makes the kid so afraid of dogs. And you're like, that's such a terrible way to parent. But there also is the other thing of being like, yeah, go up. Put your face in the dog's mouth.
So here's the thing, and it's not a terrible way to parent. And you'll know this when your kid gets a little bit older, right?
Yeah.
You're gonna be really protective of your kid, right? A kid, well, I watched this happen recently. A kid walked over, he had a water bottle, right? And there was a big mean looking blue nose pit, like big old fucking head, big neck, and it's in there, and it was like a Puerto Rican guy had it on a leash, and this little kid, it was maybe 3 years old, had a water bottle and walks over to the pit and goes da da da, bang, smacked it on the head, and the pit goes and kind of looked at it, and then it went and looked at it again and went bang and hit it harder, and then the dog went brrr, and then the guy pulled the leash back, and I was like, this kid was about to be dead.
I mean,
this
incredible dog sound effects, by the way, both versions of them. One example, I'm being sincere, that both were fantastic. It really sold the story. I was
I'm painting the picture.
I mean, it's a beautiful painting. It's a Rembrandt.
But you know, the
actually it's the dogs playing poker.
Now I do, but I no, but that's a different story. That's one thing.
Little kids are unpredictable. They're not bad. I don't think that was a bad little kid. I don't think he was trying to hurt the dog. I think the little kid, they just play with things.
But that's bad parenting to me as well. Yes, letting someone go up to your dog, like not being like, hey, stop this.
But also, bad parenting is a, you know, that's. You sometimes lose sight of your kid for a second, right? You're in the park, whatever it is. I'm not going to inherently say it's a bad parent, but even if they have a bad parent, the kid doesn't deserve to be eaten by a dog.
No.
No matter how bad the parents were, like, you know, and sometimes kids will pull a dog's tail. Sometimes they'll fucking, you know, like, you know, just depending on, like, I mean, I've gotten right in dogs' faces while they're growling, like, to like be funny with it, because I know the dog and I know to like fuck with it, and you get it to growl. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
I got bit by my dog when I was a kid, because when I was like a child, I don't know, two or three, because I would just like pull the dog's like whiskers and ear. You know what I mean? It's like
you're just a little kid. Yeah.
Yeah, you're a little kid.
You grab it by the tail. You you know, fucking do whatever.
Well, when you're little, you think if something fluffy, you're like, it won't hurt me.
Yeah.
That's definitely it. You're
my like, across the street neighbor got fucked up by a dog. You know, like when people have those houses where you go through the first door, and then there's that little like mud room before the actual
like almost
storm
like a fake
door.
Foyer,
yeah, exactly. So it was.
Oh no, she got caught. Like
she she was like selling Girl Scout cookies. She was so little. She was probably in like fourth grade.
Oh,
she was like selling cookies, and the dog didn't even bite her. The dog is just I think he was a Great Dane, and he was just jumping up excited and just like scratching the shit out of her face.
How old was the girl?
She's in like fourth grade.
It was a Great Dane cook.
And so she has a crippling fear of dogs now, obviously, as you would.
So just jumped on her and knocked her over?
But like was jumping up, and then she was pinned against the other door, and he was just scraping her.
I got knocked by a dog when I was like in third grade or something.
Getting knocked by a big dog.
But it was a golden retriever.
Oh,
and same thing with the scratches. Great. But he didn't bite me.
But he was trying to play with you, right?
He was trying to play with me. I was scared for probably like a year of dogs, but we had a Maltese.
There was a dog named Chip that my neighbor had. It was my landlord. Like they were kind of like white trash. This big giant dog that lived outside, and they essentially created a fenced area. So it was like a dog house at the end, and then almost like a long like dog run, right? And he would be on a leash, and he can kind of come out and like run back and forth. And he would just get out once in a while. They'd be feeding him, and he would get out. And he wasn't a violent dog; like, he wouldn't bite kids, but he was a huge dog, and he just wanted to almost like kangaroo kick kids. He'd like get in his hind legs. He wouldn't do it with his feet, but he would just fucking bang, like smash you with his fucking.
Yeah, push them.
You would give him a nice good old shove a rooski. And this dog, like literally all these kids playing in this courtyard, he would get out and I'm like, Chip! This dog would come out and just start bang, bang, bang. All these little kids just being fucking scraped into the ground, dude. And this dog, Chip, eventually did kill my cat, Queenie.
What?
I had a cat named Queenie, a black cat, was hanging out, bedlock, would hang on the back porch, and then Chip came over and just grabbed her, and I just watched it happen, and just went, broke Queenie's spine.
How old were you?
Like 7, 6.
Oh my God.
Wow. Yeah, broke Queenie's spine. We were devastated.
Oh my God, dude. And that's like a very, very traumatic, especially even given the context of your life still at that age.
It's not even top 40.
But
I have worse cat death stories in my life.
But at a young age, I'm saying. Yeah, but at 7, that's such a like, oh, he's fluffy. Nothing could ever hurt. Like fluffy thing won't hurt fluffy thing.
They're calling you Mike Queenie in the chat. But anyway, continue. Sorry.
By the way, you said this earlier. I didn't want to interrupt. Sorry. Shavaruski.
Shavaruski. I just made up a fucking 4-syllable word. Syllable. Fuck.
Word. Damn it. No. It's, that's crazy, dude. The only dog I've ever been attacked by was a Jack Russell once, because I've gone up to, I have a unbelievable dog confidence where I'm like, I can get any dog to like me 100%. And there was one dog that my cousin was like, I wouldn't go near that thing. And I'm like, I got this. And I walked out there. And that dog, I mean, just bit the shit out of me.
Where did it bite you?
I mean, all over my leg. He's a Jack Russell. He was little. You know what I mean? But I was really like just a full vicious. They're fucking, they do work, those things.
Yeah. Have you been bitten by a dog?
No. Never. Just jumped on that time by a golden retriever.
Yeah. I got bit by a dog once, I think. It was the weirdest bite.
Where?
Inner thigh.
Well, I was here I was covered in peanut butter. Yeah. No, I was maybe like 12, 11, like we were, and I was walking down the street, and there was like a Puerto Rican guy sitting in a chair, and he was in a fenced-in yard, and there was like a dog. It might have been it wasn't a pit. It was like you know,
a
like
Maltese.
Just some mix. It was just some fucking mutt, right? You know, it was a cute enough dog, right? And it's just like wagging his tail, looking at us through the gate. And I was like, oh, cute dog, mister. And I put my finger through the gate. And the dog just goes, and there was no growling. There was no barking. There was nothing. He literally just tried to matter of fact eat a child. Like he just wanted to eat me.
He probably thought it was a treat. He's like, oh,
yeah.
He was wagging his tail, and you maybe, you have little fingers that
I
look
did,
like
fingers. Children's fingers look delicious. You're right. I will personally say that I see a child's fingers, and the first thing I want to do is put them in my mouth.
Personally.
So yeah, personally. Fuck. Why can't I recognize any of these words?
Can we count Puerto
recognition?
There you go.
He's on fire.
But that's, yeah, your fingers probably thought it was a treat. I got, like, warning bites by my German Shepherd because he was a very aggressive dog where, like, there was one time I had, like, my face right near him and he was in a fucking real bad mood and he was growling at me and I was just like, come on, buddy, I can make you have a good time. And he did, like, the teeth bite where they just kind of, like, headbutt you with their teeth and he fucking...
Whatever it is, the German Shepherds, when they show their front teeth... There's nothing more terrifying.
It's a werewolf.
Dude. It's just like, their teeth are like.
And he shoved his teeth into my head and fucking cut my head. And I like reacted. I was like, I was in high school at some point like that. And I was like, really like face to face with him. He did that to me. And I fucking like smacked the top of his head to be like, no. And then he growled real deep when I smacked the top of his head.
Oh, he put some bass in his voice.
Yeah, dude. It sounded like a David Guetta song. And then he latched onto my arm, but didn't, like, he held my arm.
He just let you know.
Yeah, he held my arm in a tight enough way where he's like, I'm not fucking around. I'm going to let you go. Get the fuck out of here, kind of a thing. And was growling while holding my arm. And I was like, all right, guy. I'll see you later.
And did your dad put the dog down after that?
No, I love that dog forever. I mean, he had that dog. It was my fault, 100%. He was having a bad day. I went in, fucked with him. I was just.
You sound like a battered wife.
Yeah. Listen, I deserved it. You're normally like that. You don't know what he's like.
He had a bad day at work.
Yeah, yeah, dude. When he's home and just with us, he's only done that a few times, and he won't do it again. He promised. So.
Feeny was abused by a dog.
Dude, this is a 100-pound German Shepherd that was a police dog. This dog is no...
He's off treats.
Yeah.
Clean and sober from treats by the grace of God.
Yeah. Doggy, yeah. And then, so when that dog bit me through the gate, I remember I was bleeding. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, your dog just bit me. And then this little Puerto Rican guy sitting there, he just literally points at a sign that said, beware of dog on the house, without saying anything. And I was like, I'm bleeding.
I should have... Be warned.
Yeah. Have you been bitten by a dog, Zach?
No, I got bit by a deer.
You got bit by a deer?
At a petting zoo when I was a little kid, I got bit by a deer. And
deer at a petting zoo feels like a deer just got into a petting zoo.
No, it was a bunch, and they had like pellets to feed them. They were deer, and I was little, and they surrounded me, and I got overwhelmed.
Did you start to do that kid, like every viral video of the...
Yeah, but I started I'm really little, and I started walking backwards, and I didn't know there was a deer behind me, and I stepped on its hoof, and it went, and bit me on the chest really hard.
Oh, my God.
And I bled, yeah.
Dude, my favorite.
And my dad had to put me over his shoulder and run me out of the petting zoo.
I would pay to see that. And one of my favorite videos is that video of the kid who's getting chased by the chickens or the roosters around. He's like a little kid who's got feed.
Yeah.
And he's just screaming, crying, and his family's just filming him run away. Can we please pull up that video?
One of the best follows on Instagram is kids getting hurt.
Yeah. Yes.
You ever follow that one?
Sometimes it's tough, though, where you're like, this was too hurt.
No, can I tell you what? Most of the time, it's not. So I don't want to watch a kid getting hurt, but every time you see kids getting hurt, They're hurt enough where it's funny. This is why it's a great follow, because it's not hurt enough to make me feel bad.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it's not soft. Like, most of the time, it's like, oh, no.
Their head bounces off
They
pavement.
Cry, but they're not bleeding. They're not really hurting themselves. It is just like, you know, it happens. Also, young Dylan, can you go to CMB and grab me 3 eggs, some pork belly, and some salad? I need to eat.
It might have been
show.
The same petting zoo. My dad filled my aunt's hood in her hoodie with animal crackers so that all the animals were chasing her.
Did they just eat her hoodie?
No, she was being chased around by animals the whole day, running and screaming.
That's so fun. What a wild petting zoo that was.
Yeah. It must have been. What?
Did the deer go after you and your dad, like,
threw No, it just bit shoulder. Me once for stepping on its foot.
You heard me about CMB, right?
Yes.
Thanks.
I love that. I'm still thinking about that. I'm smiling thinking about the kid getting chased by chickens. It's very fun.
Is this the video, Feeny?
Yeah, I think it is. Let me see if he's...
Okay.
He doesn't want to step on him. I mean, there's a different video where it goes on for so long. And you're chasing them. There's just so many. And it gets worse. It's just. And if he just would drop the bag of food.
They're coming again.
I like that the dad is running with. He finally drops it, and now they stop. But man, what a good time.
That's fucking.
What
hilarious.
A good time.
Yeah,
because he doesn't get hurt, you know. He's traumatized for sure. But
I saw a video this week that fucked me up. I saw a lady get her arm crushed in some big machine, and she reaches across and it goes down, and she has to release the thing herself, and it goes up, and she takes a flat arm out. It looked like a fucking cartoon.
I hate that. Ugh. I hate that. So
from
much.
Her wrist to her up here was flat, and she's holding it. And
no.
It's like paper flat.
No,
thin
no,
queen.
No.
It was so fucked up.
Thin queen.
Yeah.
We stan her.
Yeah. Good for her. You know, I say she looks better probably.
It was rough. It was a fucking tough video.
Let's see.
Do you want to see that video,
right? No.
Yeah, I do. I want to see it. I want to see the 5-year old that got eaten by the dog, but you guys shut that one down.
Oh, I have
so.
That picture still. You want to see it? Is this?
Yep,
is this it.
I'm not watching that.
They're not going to like show her arm actually.
They will.
No, they would okay. They would never show it.
No. Oh my Christ.
See, you looked away. I'm looking away immediately.
All right.
Oh my God.
Right? Oh my fucking Lord.
Lewis's mouth agape. That's
she's
how
not
you
even
know.
Out. She's just like, hello. Hello.
Agape. I mean,
that's wild, right?
That is wild.
Was it exactly how I described an arm flattener? The arm press. Those are those ones that they could like flatten a car engine without stuttering.
Well, you see, what are those things you see sometimes like the satisfying videos? I mean, it looks like a contraption from hell, yeah. But it's like to crush like anything, right? So it'll be like
the teeth.
Compactor. Yeah, they're like, no, they're like teeth, like metal, things. And yeah, they yeah, grind, yeah, yeah. And they'll like throw like a TV in.
Yeah, I think it's for compacting metal. And
it,
yeah.
it just grinds
and it eats
anything.
It.
And it's just a fear of mine to have my hand or my body fall on that. And to be grinded that way would be true hell. Oh my God.
Unless you fell in head first, then it would only suck for about 5 seconds.
Yeah, but then there would be the sound of your head popping.
They'd be doing this.
Because there would be the moment where your skull cracked, and it would be the most painful thing in the world.
I knew a dude who, like, I was running late in traffic, and I was like, what the fuck is going on? And there's a stupid, like, box truck that was just blocking everything, and I'm like, I was so angry. And then I got to my job. And
that
I was
just
like,
happened just now to me.
Really?
Box truck blocking the fucking
Well, I go, what the fuck is... I was like, the stupid fucking box truck, and it was like a guy like smoking a cigarette, and I go, what happened? He was like, I saw it. It was like a bicyclist. He got hit. He's like, I heard his skull like pop on the street. I was like, oh, all right.
Yeah.
See ya. Like, there's nothing you could do after that where your guy's like, there's been a couple times where I've seen people immediately after death and been like, what's going on? Like, I'm just trying to, you know, when there's a crowd and you try to.
Have you ever seen a dead body, like, in person, besides like a funeral or.
No.
Like, I'm talking about like, you know, fucking. Sabrina?
Is there an end to that sentence?
Yeah, yeah.
You fucking just...
No, you know what I meant.
No, but again, I had another interaction in college where I saw a kid, everybody was gathered in like right outside of the dorms, and we're like, what's going on? And all my roommates went up to different people to talk, and I went up to, again, the same guy. If you ever see anybody like chain smoking by themselves, that when there's a crowd, that's the person who just witnessed death. So I go, what happened, man? What's going on? He's like, my roommate died. And I go, oh. Fuck. And then I think I said what happened because I was an asshole. And he said that he was on the top bunk. They got like drunk. And then he was on the top bunk. And then he rolled off in the middle of the night, fell, cracked his, like just bled out. And they like didn't know until the morning, like when they woke up.
Smelled pennies.
Yeah. And it's just a dead body, just a dead 19-year-old there.
Nope, straight A's for that guy for the semester, right?
Yeah, well, that was one of those things where it was like, I think they like shut the school down for like a day or something like that, but then immediately you were like, well, that kid's not going to adjust well after that.
I've luckily never seen anything like crazy. Scott Chaplin had that story about watching the fucking guy pass out at the water park and cracking a skull and die. Like, I mean, that would be so fucked up. I like, even like, I get a fear of like my kid experiencing shit like that, like just seeing some shit that he's never gonna unsee. Yeah.
Somebody stole a U-Haul and ran over a bunch of people like 2 blocks from my house this weekend.
Oh, really?
And they killed somebody. Yeah,
I've seen a couple people very close to death, like at water parks where they were actually drowning, and then you know.
Do you know what you don't want to do? If you live in any town, there's gonna be a like a local like newspaper type thing. And what's it called? I subscribe to like the local news for like my town. I just want to look it up. Like, I live in a small, nice town in New Jersey, and the amount of fucking like crime and death.
Oh yeah, like just Citizen App shit. That's why you can't be on. It's like
the Citizen App is wild.
You never feel safe ever again. It just is.
I mean, it's just constantly happening. It's like when you look up like pedophiles near you, or like, you know, people like. They're everywhere.
Yeah.
Two of them are in this room.
It's wild. It's wild to look at the sex offender registry and you're like, I didn't have any.
You move
like,
around, you watch the dot move.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to figure out which way you're facing, like on the Uber app.
There were like multiple people across the street from me in my old apartment that had, there were like four in there. It was like a haven for them.
Like, yeah, like, dude, let's see. community rallies around after. Fire at, wait, at.
That just sounds like a nice thing.
That's a fire. Never mind. That's not that big a deal. Let's see. Man jailed on disturbing human remains charges after sister 70 is found dead. This is in my town. Death of councilman's son. This is all in one day. DWI crash sends both drivers to hospital, one in custody. Fleeing driver pursued through Cliffside, Fairview, Ridgewood, and North Bergen, nabbed at home. This is all, literally, this is all from yesterday. Patterson man, critical, 62 critical after multi-victim city shooting in a little over 24 hours.
Yeah, well, if you're getting Patterson news.
Well, this is all North Jersey.
They caught a guy, like a terrorist, like a block from my apartment. He was like making, they like just, they he was making bombs.
Terrorism.
He was making bombs in his house, and he had like 50 bombs that they found. It was just a block. I walked my dog past that guy's house every single day. Yeah. There was like 8 SWAT teams, 100 helicopters.
In my late teens, maybe early 20s, there's a like a shopping center in Secaucus with like a CVS and shit. Uh-huh. And I guess it was an old lady living in her car in the parking lot. And you know how like old people will go to drive and forget which way they're going? She backed through the entire parking lot through a bus stop and decapitated a guy.
Oh my God.
On Patterson Plank Road, which is the main road in Secaucus. So it was just a headless body on the main strip. And the next day I went to work and there was a bunch of old dudes who I guess were like volunteer EMTs talking about it. And they're like, yeah, guy was just there, no head in the middle of the road. And I'm like, that's crazy. And the one guy looks at me and goes, I got pictures. I went, no. And he goes, don't tell nobody. And he just had his whole fucking phone. Yeah. And I was like, that's so not legal.
Yeah.
That's sick.
That was and like he was showing him off like at the bar.
Imagine being an EMT,
though.
That's
the thing with
Kobe. Yeah, you see too much. My buddy like was a police officer, and when he first started, he just got so fucked up by shit that he would... His way of coping with it was just to like download it.
Beat his
us.
Wife.
Yeah, no, he'd be like, dude, you got to check out this crazy picture. And then it was like a shotgun victim that's dead. And you're like, come on, man. This is like rotten.com, the early days, you know? I hate that shit.
Yeah, my brother-in-law's a subway cop. And the first time somebody jumped in front of the train, like, you have to recover. And he goes, with what? And they just handed him tongs and bags.
Damn.
And that was his job for the day.
Couldn't they
pieces.
Just kind of like keep the train? Eventually, if you just keep running him over, he's going to smash into a little jelly.
It's organic material. I feel like it would eventually evaporate into the air.
Yeah. Right? Bones, I mean, the bones will be turned to dust by the crushing of the trains over and over again.
They need the smash thing. Just flatten
that fucking
carcass.
Just put
them on the bottom of the trains.
I like it. Also, I just got back. Last night, I did Tucker Carlson show. I went down to Florida. Super secret location. Filmed it. It's going to come out next week. I know people were looking for it
you
last night.
You were in Florida? Literally?
I was in Florida just for an afternoon.
Wow.
Yeah. It was great. Tucker was great. He was a really nice guy. Legitimately nice guy. People really hate him. Yeah. People fucking hate that guy. And I'm just like, he couldn't have been any more of like a warm, like even-keeled, just nice guy, like off air, on air, like just a really nice guy. I was like, why do people hate this guy so much? What Shannon, why do people hate Tucker Carlson so much?
Did you ask him his opinion on things?
No, he was interviewing
me. It's probably the things he says and does on TV. Yeah.
I'm not, no, I'm being interviewed. I'm not interviewing him. That would be psychotic.
Yeah. Did he might learn.
Maybe.
Did you spit it? Did you spit your cum out after?
I did. Yeah. Shannon.
It seems like people, he has increasingly extreme views. People say he has the most racist show in history.
Hmm.
Does he have a
All right, give me reasons though. Not to like him. Yeah. so that documentary does come out tonight, I believe, or it might even be out now. It's on Fox Nation, which I guess is their like digital platform.
Did they include the part of the soda thing?
In the long form interview I did with Tucker, they did. I guess they're playing that on the actual show next week as well, or a portion of it. So look out next week for that. And yeah, we talked about it. It was great. The fucking Dan Soder prank. But yeah, that documentary is out tonight. Jim Norton's in it. Ari Shaffir's in it. A bunch of great comics. All right, we're going to wrap this one. It's been fun.
Wow. Nice
always,
and quick.
Always a great time. Sabrina Piper. Yeah.
Thank you guys
The fans love
me.
You. They always love having you on the show. Support Sabrina and everything that she does. She got a great podcast. Go listen to that. The great Fiend Dog. Loving it. Everyone's funnier than Feeny, but no one really is, baby boy.
Yeah.
Come on now.
There we go.
Funnier than Feeny. That should be your merch.
Maybe. That's what the hat is for. I had a guy come out to Mohegan Sun this past weekend, and then he came up to me afterwards. He's like, I can officially say I'm not funnier than Feeny.
Fuck yeah, dude.
There you go.
Hell yeah, dude. Zach Amico, love you, buddy. We'll be back on Friday with another incredible show. We're celebrating Black History this Friday with Sidney Gantt and Dave Temple. What a show we have planned. Ladies and gentlemen, until then, good night.
That's all, folks.